Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Tim Hortons Smile Cookies campaign coming up in a couple weeks in Iroquois Falls will benefit Earl Porter Lane's bowling alley. It's a nonprofit operated by a board of directors. Elizabeth King is the chair of that board. She says any money it brings in goes right back into operations.
This year, we spent $3,500 on new bowling shoes. There's equipment that is always needing some kind of repairs. So we've spent, you know, several thousand dollars on that.
King expects cookie sales to make $16,500. Smile cookies are on sale April 29th to May 5th. Listen to our full interview on mycochranenow.com for more on what Earl Porter Lane's offers and to learn about its history. The minority federal Liberal government is handing down its latest budget this afternoon, even before outlining its spending and revenue plans for the coming fiscal year. It's been publicizing several spending priorities in recent weeks, totaling at least $37 billion. Those include money for new housing, a national school lunch program, expanded child care, and an increase in defense spending. But the Liberals have pledged they won't exceed the current year's deficit of $40 billion, and they won't increase taxes on the middle class. We'll have a look at some of the numbers in the morning. Higher gas prices put the pedal to the metal on Canada's inflation rate last month. Statistics Canada reports overall inflation in Canada was up 2.9% year over year in March, from 2.8% in February. If you're traveling by air, you might be going hungry. Over 800 workers supplying food for flights out of Toronto Pearson Airport have gone on strike, demanding better wages and safety. The union representing the workers says the strike's expected to affect up to 250 flights a day. Air Canada says it will mainly affect short-haul flights and not international flights, while WestJet says alternative arrangements or food vouchers will be provided, and it's advising travelers to bring an extra snack. In Moose FM Sports, it all comes down to this. A berth in the league final series is up for grabs tonight when the Timmins Rock of the NOJHL hosts the Powassan Voodoos. It's game 7 of the best of 7. Opening faceoff is set for 7:30 at the McIntyre Arena. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at mycochranenow.com.